This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
My name is Taylor McConnell. I'm the general manager for the Wild Sunshine Factory. I've been on the project since about 2020. The company began in 2017. A bunch of guys got together here from Payne, St. Mary's, Ridgeway areas, and kind of came up with the idea that they wanted to have this big, elaborate facility that was very Pennsylvania focused. And so bought our property back in 2018, cleared the property off in 2019. And then COVID hit and all of our construction plans kind of got thrown to the wayside and had to just kind of pick out projects to do here and there since material costs either skyrocketed or the materials weren't available or they were on back order or whatnot. So it took a little bit longer than we had expected it to. But we did our soft opening here in June. And we had probably about 1500 people here through our doors. And that was the same weekend, as Kane does their alumni festival and Art in the Wilds and things like that. So the census in town was already high. And so we had a ton of people through, and we've been just been open on Fridays and Saturdays here since then. And then our grand opening is this weekend, August 25th to the 27th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we've got our ribbon cutting at 5, the Kane Area Development Center, the Penn West Clarion SBDC, our Kane Mayor, the PA Wilds, everybody like that will be there. And we'll give a little talk about the history of the Wild Sunshine Factory and our partnerships with all of these local tourism organizations and things like that. I think they're breaking out the big scissors for this one. So we'll have lots going on. Later on, we have live music. Mojo Dogs is playing from 7 to 10. Also, we'll have food available all weekend. Saturday, we've got a couple different food trucks. The Kane Volunteer Fire Department is doing a chicken barbecue from noon until sold out.
Wow.
Have a couple other food vendors as well as a bunch of live music. On Saturday from 1 to 3, we've got Well Strung, which is a bluegrass band. From 4 to 6, we've got Just Messing Around, that's a rock cover band. From 7 to 10, we've got Leather and Lace, which is a country band. Sunday, we've got a car and bike show from noon to 4. Registration will start at 11, and then we'll announce winners there at 4 o'clock. And then we've got food vendors all day Sunday as well. From 1 to 4 on Sunday, we've got more live music from Big Logic and the Truth Serum. What else? Lots and lots and lots going on that weekend. We'll have raffles, things like that. Our sunflower fields are in bloom. They just started popping up here within the last week or so. So our main field this year, we typically have them out on Route 6, but we do what's called crop rotation. So we each year rotate what crops are planted in different fields so that the nutrients and erosion and all that kind of stuff are all kosher. Mm-hmm. And so this year our fields are out on South Sediment, out by Rocky Ridge Apple Orchard, out that direction, and they're looking absolutely gorgeous. We were out there the other night, right around sunset, and it was just perfect. So we've got a couple other fields scattered around towards Mount Jewett, in McKean County. But they're a little bit further back. All of the fields that we plant are all on private property. So we just ask that people and visitors respect the private property and don't take any of the sunflowers, mainly because the sunflowers we actually harvest. And so that's what we use to make our distilled spirit called Sunshine.
Wow.
So Sunshine is trademarked as the distilled spirit made from the sunflower plant that's planted, grown, and harvested in the PA Wilds region. So similar to how tequila is really only truly tequila if it's from the agave plant from a certain region in Mexico. Sunshine's truly only sunshine if it's from the sunflowers that are here from the PA Wilds region. So it's really endemic to the area. And if somebody would want to purchase the business down the road, the manufacturing and the agriculture in order to produce the distilled spirits would have to stay local in order to truly be sunshine. And again, going back to our Pennsylvania proud kind of theme, it ties right in with it.
So fascinating that you guys are doing all this. I mean, I couldn't believe it. So really, so what I wanted to kind of ask there then, so you guys at the Wild Sunshine Factory then, you guys, that is kind of like your location for making these distilled spirits and stuff?
Yeah, so we actually produce all of the distilled spirits right on site. So we actually harvest our own grain, we harvest the sunflowers, we harvest the corn, the rye, everything like that that we use to produce the distilled spirits. And so those grains are transported here, stored here in our silos. We process all that grain here on site, and then we again, take that processed grain and make our distilled spirits. At the moment, we have Sunshine, which is the trademark spirit from Sunflowers, and they kind of didn't know what to do with us as far as categorization goes. So they just kind of threw us in the specialty category. It's pretty similar to like a moonshine or a vodka or a tequila or like a white rum. They didn't really know what to call us, and it's got a really unique flavor. So right now we have our original that's 60 proof, and that's a clear liquor. We have three different flavors of sunshine. We have black cherry, blue raspberry, and pink lemonade, and those are all 40 proof. And then here this weekend for grand opening, we're actually releasing our Hunt Camp whiskey. Which will be the first of its series of flavors, and that's 86 proof.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that all sounds so good. Now, what I'm kind of wondering is, what's your address there for people that want to come out and check it out?
Yeah, absolutely. So Google Maps is actually really weird. If you put in our address, which is 3480 Route 6 here in Kane, for some reason Google Maps takes you out to Galton, out by the PA Grand Canyon. So
Oh.
if you look up the Wild Sunshine Factory, it comes up with our correct address, 3480 Route 6 in Kane. But just make sure that you make sure that the address in 3480 Route 6 is taking you to Kane and not Galton.
That's good to know. That is really important. Wow. So now one more thing that I wanted to kind of ask then. So in relation to that, when people stop by and check out where you guys are at, are they able to see some of that stuff, like some of those processes in action while they're there?
So we'll actually have tours of our whole facility. And so the Wild Sunshine Factory is a lot more than just distillery. So we've got a retail gift shop that has all local Pennsylvania vendors, all handmade items, things like that. Our only stipulation for vendors from the gift shop was that, again, being Pennsylvania proud, they have to be from Pennsylvania. So we've got a large variety of apparel and alpaca items, honey, maple syrup, different earrings and jewelry makers, some handmade woodworkings, things like that. We also have an agricultural education center that focuses on Pennsylvania natural resources like timber, water, and agriculture, and kind of the sustainability behind those resources, to try and connect the social disconnect that some of our youth and people in general have with sustainability and natural resources that water doesn't come from a spigot, food doesn't come from a grocery store, lumber doesn't come from the hardware store, those kinds of things, and that it takes a farmer and a logger and a water conservationist and all those people behind the scenes to get those things that we have every day in our lives that we kind of take for granted. And all of those careers are all available here in our area. And so another thing that we really want to kind of push and kind of let youth know about is that all of those careers, whether you want to go straight into the workforce at a high school, whether you want to go to a trade school or a 4 years college or grad school or whatnot, anything, we have all those options right here in the area. And so we really wanted to kind of educate youth and other people about what options that we have in the area for natural resources, since natural resources are such a big part of our history. And so one of the things that kind of follows throughout the rest of the facility is that those timber, water, and agriculture themes that we have in the Ag Education Center flow throughout the rest of the facility. So our big timber talking point is that we actually have a world record bar in our facility. And so it is the world's longest table made from one piece of wood. So it's all one single tree made out of an Eastern hemlock, which is Pennsylvania's state tree. And so the old record was in Australia. It was 36 feet long, and ours was too big to fit in a commercial sawmill. And it took about 2 years to complete. And all that kind of stuff. And so it ended up being just a little bit over 43 feet. So we beat it by a long shot. And so eventually we'll end up having Guinness Book of World Records come and officiate that record. But you can have drinks right on our tasting bar. That's the world's longest bar. We've got a large indoor waterfall. We've got a grain bar that highlights all the different grains and what they look like, to see, again, making that disconnect when you're eating wheat bread, what does wheat actually look like, and those sorts of things. We'll have tours that go throughout the whole facility, and eventually you'll be able to wax dip your own bottle of whiskey and those sorts of things, where you'll be able to go through the distilling area, and our distiller will actually be able to kind of give you an idea of what the distilling process is. And again, depending upon the age group that we have come through, the distilling process is the same. It's just a different outcome, whether it's hand sanitizer or distilled water or an alcohol or those sorts of things. So depending upon the age group, we'll kind of tailor the tour a little bit, so anybody who comes can see the process.
Wow, that is just absolutely fascinating. Now, one more time, I wanted to just kind of go through a list of some of the events that are going to be taking place this weekend, because I know as far as live music goes, you guys have a ton of that lined up, and I know that there's going to be a car show as well, so people are really excited about these things.
Yeah, absolutely. So the grand opening is August 25th to the 27th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so Friday, we've got our ribbon cutting at 5. From 7 to 10 on Friday, we've got Mojo Dogs playing live music out on the patio. And we also have food vendors as well on Friday. Saturday, we have food vendors as well. We're starting off with Well Strung, which is a bluegrass band playing from 1 to 3. A rock cover band called Just Messing Around from 4 to 6, and then a country band, Leather and Lace, from 7 to 10 on Saturday. And that, as well as the Kane Volunteer Fire Department, is doing a chicken barbecue on Saturday from noon to sold out. Sunday, we have the car and bike show from noon to 4. Registration starts at 11, and then we'll announce prizes and winners there at 4 o'clock. And we've got food vendors all day there on Sunday, as well as on Sunday we've got from 1 to 4 p.m. we have more live music from Big Logic and the Truth Serum. So we've got lots going on this weekend. It's a family-friendly event, free admission. We've got raffle baskets and things like that going on all weekend.
Awesome. Well, Taylor, thank you for taking some time today to be able to highlight these different things. I am so excited to be able to stop out and check out the Wild Sunshine Factory. And I mean, really, one more thing that I just wanted to ask so that I'm kind of curious, and I hope that other people will be able to benefit from this as well. What's your social media handle? What's the best way that people can stay up to date with some of the things that you're doing online?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're just called the Wild Sunshine Factory. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook. Eventually we'll have a YouTube channel up here. We'll have some different pictures and videos of our different sunflower fields. Our website is www.wildsunshinefactory.org. And that has a lot of information about kind of what our background is, what we have going on. All of our social medias and our website will have a schedule of events, things that we have going on from here on out. After grand opening weekend, we'll be open Thursdays through Sundays. And again, having different workshops and classes, different bands, food trucks, those sorts of things going on all year round.
Awesome. Well, this is going to be so much fun. I hope that there's a ton of people out at the grand opening, and I just can't wait for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. So, Taylor, thank you for taking some time today to be able to talk to me, and I got to get out there and check it out. So, thank you.
Absolutely, it's a sight to see.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.